I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
Welcome, y'all, to our Star Wars review. We got our man Eddie with us in on this. James is in the other side of the booth. He has not seen it, and we will be spoiling.
So,
this is a good movie to spoil. So Jules is in the building with us. Teddy,
what's up?
We'll be seeing it momentarily soon. He said he'll have his deepness later on in his thoughts. But let's go and start. We're going to start in the middle of the conversation we was having. We just keep it going. So, Eddie, what you was finna say something?
I enjoyed the movie. Like,
dude, I enjoyed the shit out of it.
You know, as a fan of movies and as a fan of Star Wars, I enjoyed it. It had a lot of different emotions rose up out of me.
Yeah.
You know, I was saying that, you know, to me it was the death of Star Wars as I knew it,
mm-hmm.
but that it left at a good place because I'm excited about the future, and that's that's hard to navigate, you know, to get you to that point. I was sad, and, you know, I mean, because you understand what happened in the movie, and then you understand, you know, Carrie Fisher's not coming back, Harrison Ford's not coming back, so that in a sense is what you know
going into the movie,
right?
Yeah,
so this is done. I mean, we didn't know everything that was going to happen. So once, you know, the situation with Mark Hamill happens, now I know this is the death of Star Wars as I know it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, you know, but being real excited about what they have set up for the future and trusting in the new characters, being invested in them. So I'm good. I was there. I was ready to give it that solid 9.5.
Yeah,
so.
Man. I'm on a 9.9, man. 9.99. You might as well call me Herman Cain.
I'ma just 9.99. I was gonna hashtag something last night and post it right on Marvel vs. DC.
It tried to get on me?
Nah. That said, hashtag I stand with Daryl. Because the movie and I'm torn.
He said hashtag.
That would have been epic.
I walked out that theater and I slid it into the messages.
I saw you
looking at it. I slid that in there. But I walked out the theater, man, and I was just too hype. I was like, oh, snap. And so when I seen your post, I try to stay low key.
Because Hess was mad at me. The streets was mad at me.
Y'all are Ray and Kyler.
Y'all was like, yo, is he fronting? Is this the
you thought it was a troll, maybe?
I thought it was a troll, man. Oh. So I was like this. I got to stay low key until I read more.
That's the thing. People so used to me being mad about stuff, though, that they wouldn't, like, man. So Cass is getting at me like I'm supposed to be mad, though.
But
like,
it's whoever looks at some faults in this movie, man, either is too analytical or
you don't know Star Wars.
Star Wars. And it's like, you're going to lose not enjoying a movie. This was the movie you bring whoever you want, man, and y'all rock out like it's 1977, man.
Yeah.
Without it being the same as Force Awakens, kind of felt like it was like just a reboot of the original. But this was that movie, man. This was that, oh, man, bring your kids, bring your uncle, bring whoever. You're going to walk out that theater like, wow, I just seen epic.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt, man. So, you know, for me, I thought it was I was writing my review. I'm back and forth between, clients. And it's just like, man, this movie was too good.
Yeah, it was good, man. I mean, I know that a lot of people are having problems with Kylo Ren as a villain.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Maybe I thought a little bit in the first. Yeah, but see that.
But I understand now more from seeing this one why he acts the way he acts.
Right.
Think
crazy.
About if your master is finna kill you, and it's also your uncle.
Oh, understand this is a spoiler.
I said at the beginning. But think about
hey man, get your ass to the movie.
If you listen to
uncle,
the cast right now,
no, think
you
about
ain't
your
get
uncle
to the movies,
and your
problems.
Master tried to kill you.
That was
you would feel you would be and you gotta think. He's only like 18, 19. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do the math on all this shit.
Yeah.
He's not. He's like. He was like 12, 13 when he tried to kill him. Remember, he said he was a child.
Yeah. He seen it, and that was a key point when he said that too. He said, "I seen a scared little boy," or yeah, whatever that was, the reference word for word. Yeah. I'm not sure, but he said that, and that was deep because yo, that was real that moment, man.
And if you think about it, he's the reverse. He's basically we people always, and this is I think even some of my problems, even a religious standpoint, people get to see if someone after they already transformed. They don't see their journey to become like a badass person. So you saw Darth Vader when he was already a 50-year-old G that right, been hunting down a Jedi for the last 20 years.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You didn't, and you saw a little bit of him in the prequels, you know, a little bit how, and he was irrational. He did dumb shit. All the other stuff that Kylo does now.
Yeah. You know? Even that though, like, I mean, with that whole progression, like, I'm not one of those people that hates the prequels. I mean, there's
I don't hate
things,
them. I have issues with them, but I don't hate them.
Yeah, there's certain things about them, but I don't hate them. I love that they were made because they gave that richness to the
that
story.
That background, yep.
And you know, my that whole journey for him is at the end. I mean, you really get it. He's got nothing left at that point. You know what I mean?
Just like, evil him. He's just evil.
Just
evil.
Why not go evil? You know, everything that I love is gone. You know what I mean? And I got no limbs, so, you know,
yeah,
forget it. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm done.
You about to give me, you know, two arms, two legs? Cool, I'm in. You know
what I mean? I'm in. I'm you in 100%.
What's there to talk about it anymore?
Yeah.
So this is one question I did have, though, and some people are saying that. Didn't y'all think that was the Knights of Ren they fought? That was in their room. Why was it?
So.
Or was it just?
So.
Or is it? You know, I mean, and at first I thought it was, but now that it'd be even more gangster though if it isn't the Knights of Ren and he got them posted up somewhere else.
I think that's what they
rolling out on cats for nine.
Yeah, I think that's what's. I think they saving that. You know what I mean, Joe? Because Hux, I mean, he's funny and stuff, but he's not about that life. Like
no,
he's not a threat. So
I mean. It was good, man. I think some people were saying they had issues with with Rey not having training and being a badass. I thought that was the gangster's part about
that
it.
From part one. Is,
yeah,
or,
but it made sense to me
one,
now after this one, after they dropped the jewels of what
yeah,
being a Jedi is
it's
now.
It's a contradiction, though, and that's why I say fans sometimes be like the worst fans, too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, because so if you bought into...
the Midichlorian thing.
We're going straight to original.
The original
if you
three.
Bought into the suspended reality of A New Hope, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he goes from you know, somebody's left alone kid in the desert to an expert, you know, faith guided pilot.
Mm.
In 2 hours, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Come
on,
nobody tripped up, but nobody questioned that. You're
right?
Not questioning that. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, he can fly anything and lead and be the deciding factor in a major military operation on a.
But what they'll say is, because I know what they'll say that Obi-Wan was training him in the Millennium
he
Falcon
didn't
and stuff.
Be a pilot.
That's what. But no, he didn't know. He knew how to fly those dust things.
I'm just saying, though, if you buy into it, it's a certain amount.
Yeah, but it's like it's good. You're gonna pick and choose what you're gonna
exactly.
Say.
So in her case, she, you know, you only have so much time a movie to get done. They pay some service to it. It's more about her understanding where she's at and accepting that she's part of this particular, you know, narrative of being a Jedi. But, you know, like I say, they when she's on that cliff and she's practicing with her staff, editorially, that's a reminder to you that she's already cold with it. She can beat your ass without a lightsaber. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And then like, when she pulled a lightsaber out and start working
and
with
you see her recognize it like, you know what? I'm cold with the stick. Let me try the right safe. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna just go ahead and get good with this too. And you know, it's never explicitly stated, but I mean, who taught her how to use the bow staff? Probably
I mean,
herself.
Remember, like I think in Force, even when she got into the Falcon or whatever, it was one of those like. You know, but she studied it or whatever she did.
Right.
Not physically.
She had to survive. But we don't know what she did out there to survive all these years. She's the same age as Kylo, around 19, 20, early 20s.
She survived, though.
That's why she, when Yoda said failure is the teacher, that was her. She's basically the hard scrabbling person that mm-hmm. can't pull yourself by your bootstraps person.
Yeah.
And she had the Force, and the Force, she learned through the Force. You got to think about it. Everybody that we've seen before has been a coddled Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Even Luke. Luke grew up with a two-family home. Mm-hmm. You know, they just farmers. Yeah, you know, yeah, it ain't nothing.
Milk.
Yeah, everything.
Represent Smallville.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, he had a two-family home. Even though, I mean, it was a little on a desert place. But, I mean, he had a good life.
But they had their routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They, you know what I mean?
This girl, family sold her, and she been out here struggling her whole life.
That's crazy.
You know, that was... I know people feel some kind of way about that reveal. You know,
I thought
that
it was a gangster thing.
Not,
though. It opened up everything.
Part of the canon.
I thought he was lying to her.
Yeah, I
did too. But I started thinking about it. Initially, I did.
Yeah, I haven't ruled that out, and that's why I said it. That particular statement, in general, that they sold her. It was already bad enough that he said that they were nobody.
Yeah,
but the fact that he said they sold you, I was like, damn,
to get a fix. To
that's
get high.
Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy.
Like, wow.
But that's showing coming from nothing,
but
though.
That shows us a big part of her existence is not because there's like that lineage like y'all was talking about earlier.
It's not that Starwalker lineage. It ain't that.
This is a complete flip around of what we would naturally think. Oh my gosh, she got to be related. She might be.
And Luke already said like the Jedi needs to die. He's been saying that like this got to die.
So there's two things. So one, this whole movie, if you really think about it in the end, is really about the death. I said that before about the death of Star Wars as you know it. It's about the death of the Jedi. As you know it.
And the Sith,
as you know it, right? But when she's in that in the cave, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing the mirror.
And it's the reflections of her. Yeah.
And she's like, show me my parents.
And it came back to her?
I think that's saying she's like born of the Force, like Anakin was. You know, that's why I think Kylo might have been lying to her about her.
Or Kylo doesn't know, because he just went into her mind. It's only what she knows is what he projected.
Yeah, she could have adoptive parents too. So
yeah, just like Anakin. Anakin knows his mother, and then you know never knew his father.
Right,
but that's all he knows.
It says that though in the scroll that it's just her. He does.
Yeah, he never.
His mom says that.
That got pregnant.
I just got pregnant. He doesn't have a father. So.
Yeah, it was like that. It was, man, to me, like the cinematography of it, the pacing.
I know the same dude did it. I just
Ryan
think
Johnson.
It was phenomenal.
You know, he did Looper.
Yeah.
Which is, I tell people all the time, that's if you want to watch a time travel movie,
that's a good one.
Like, it's hard as hell to do a time travel or back to time travel, but it was a looper. It looped you right back exactly to what this happened because of this, and this is a constant loop that's constantly happening.
That was dope.
And he's doing the next three, too. Well, he's not doing it. They're doing another trilogy after this.
Oh, yeah, because
Ryan Johnson.
JJ's
doing
the
last one. Yeah, for
is
last
Is anybody else nervous about that?
JJ, yeah. But Ryan Johnson's writing part of it, though.
Okay.
So, and he's doing the TV series, too, that's coming to Disney, like Disney's Netflix.
I'm cool with that. I mean, when you find people that have a good hold on the subject matter, I'm with that. You know what I mean? I think, you know, we crack jokes about it in our other forums, but, you know,
going down in them forums.
No, I'm saying, but, you know, I think, like, Kevin Feige and those guys, they have good holds on, you know, the subject matter, and that's why those things succeed. And I think, you know, go on the DC side of things, Geoff Johns, those guys have good.
He got to get time though. Like he's late in the fourth quarter now. You got to let him get time to throw them bombs.
I think he dealing with a lot of other stuff, but I want to get
when we go to the regular show, because he's getting caught in bureaucracy at this point.
Right,
they just telling him what we're gonna be doing.
Right,
but like I know people were tripping off the Force Ghost thing with Luke and how. And, like, why didn't he? Because a lot of people were upset, like, why he ain't come in and basically, like, Die Hard, Bruce Willis, and come in there and just start kicking everybody's ass and doing all that. I thought it was more gangster the way
it was. Gangster. It shows you the strength of the Force. Like, you see something that
Luke was a symbol for the whole purpose of these films was to find Luke.
Mm-hmm.
So when he showed up, the rest of those rebels was like, oh, we have hope now. Even though they technically didn't have any hope because they didn't know how he was going to get the fuck out. But it gave them hope when they saw Luke walking by. Even they was like, oh, that's the dude we've been looking for.
That's a big part of the story, though, too. the legend part
of
Luke, it.
Yeah, so when he said, I'm just a legend.
So you have Finn. Story as being a legend to
the girl,
and then you see at the end the kids recounting the story of that battle, You know what I mean? With the toys and stuff. Yeah, and it's and it's, you can tell it's really exaggerated what actually happened. Yeah. So and you see, well, you know, that's how this, you know, these stories get across the universe and how people's faith gets emboldened.
And then little
boys
got the ring and stuff. Yeah, and then it's like showing that the resistance is moving on.
Right. So but I'm gonna speak on this point again from you know, where fans are the worst fans. So because they forget things. So like if you follow in the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Rey leaves with Chewbacca, mm-hmm. right? She gets on a Millennium Falcon and dips. It's a wrap right there. Luke Skywalker is not leaving Ancho.
He doesn't have a ship.
I thought he was going to bring one out the water.
It's been there for how many years?
I know, but I was thinking maybe the caretakers had it. I was thinking,
you thought that they should be washing it for him and they come out and now they wash it?
Sealed it up, made sure it was bubble wrap.
Yeah.
My mind was going everywhere.
But that was the thing to her when she saw the point that he's not going to leave either with the ship being. When she looked down, she was like,
was so
he could have been left.
Yeah, that was so deep. That was so deep, man.
He could have been left. He ain't built for this shit.
You all are not even really tripping off of some of the other stuff that was like there's other things. Like I personally want to go back and watch this scene to see if Kylo Ren ever touches him with the
lightsabers
collide. They don't.
They never collide. He does the little Matrix shit and growing up under him.
So and that's telling. And that's why I said it speaks to the proper filmmaking of the director to make sure that those details are tight, because there's actually another part. I don't think Rey actually ever sees that lightsaber battle.
She didn't.
That was it,
because she was flying off with to try to keep away the other X-Wings.
Yeah,
She
didn't see it. She didn't see it. It didn't happen, right?
Nope.
So all of that.
So he's dead to her, basically, in her mind, even still, too.
She just felt it, but she didn't really see it. So there's no indication. There's no spoiler for you in the movie that he's not really there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? But
because she was flying around and she'd be like, yo, how you get here?
Right.
Yeah.
So I can appreciate, you know, how the story is cohesive and true to the story, as opposed to just kind of, you know, doing whatever for the sake of having some random lightsaber battle. That would have been epic, but it was still epic anyway, you know, to me. So
you had one already, though. With the Snoke situation. You had an epic one.
It was epic in that regard. But what you're saying, like, I wanted that too.
Mm-hmm.
But I so appreciated why they didn't do it and how more of an epic scene it was.
It showed you how much power he still had, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's
he went across the universe and projected his body.
Like, I don't even got to fight you. In reality.
And I held y'all off. Y'all couldn't even, the resistance still living on.
Now, one thing I did, and it's so fun, because I'm really like all over the place, right? Trying to watch a movie, have fun with it. There's a kid next to me, but I'm still enjoying this movie. And that one scene when he did come into the bunker at first, and I said, oh, they're going to hug up. That's his sis.
He didn't touch
her. He didn't touch her.
She knew that wasn't him, though.
Yeah, he could kiss her. We already had that established earlier in the film about them being able to actually feel
so that's why
the
when
water
he did
on Kylo Ren's face. Yep. You're there. You know what I mean?
You're there.
You are there.
Yeah.
So,
man, that was too.
Like, he hit him with a G, though. Like, I see you around, kid. So I don't think Mark Hamill necessarily is not going to be in the next movie.
Right. Now, he just won't be. And I like that they didn't have him on no G stats. It's about these young characters.
Mm-hmm. This is what it is, yeah.
It's not about Luke Skywalker. Get away from the Skywalkers. And I think that's the thing that's hampered the whole series, is them being attached to the Skywalkers for this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so like I think, like, do you all like Rogue One?
Yeah, I love Rogue One.
I think Rogue One was perfect.
Yeah,
I think Rogue One was excellent.
Too.
And it actually
gave a seed for us in there, though, about what we was finna get in here with the blind dude that was with the Force. That was telling us then what we saw now, what he was talking about. He says, I'm a part of Force. And they was like, you a Jedi? No, I'm not a Jedi, but I live in the Force.
The way he kept saying, I'm one with the Force, or something.
Yeah, I'm one with the Force, the Force was one with
that me. Was deep. That was deep.
But that's what they saying now. Like, you don't have to be a person that had a training and you had to be a Jedi and this. If you're a part of the Force and you have that deeper connection to that spirituality, then you are a part of the Force.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, because Rogue One was that story we never got.
Right.
Yep.
That was the one. Once we seen, the Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
When we seen that, everybody said, I need that right there.
Like to connect that bridge,
connect the bridge to the throwback. But That was a perfect one right there, man. Yeah.
It makes anybody can be a Jedi now, man. Like, the Jedi is over.
Door, open the doors.
And it might not even be called a Jedi no more. It may be just Force users.
I think. We're not going to get too far going.
Well, no. But I mean, not Jedi. I mean,
he
the Jedi.
Jumped off the roof?
Yeah, no. don't be surprised, though, because remember, even Kylo was like, he didn't even want to be called Supreme Chancellor. He was like, all that.
Supreme Leader.
Yeah, he was like, all that is done. Like,
I think I was talking about this earlier. So, again, with the fans are the worst fans.
Hey, this is going to be the name of the review. Fans are the worst fans.
So, you know, people like to forget, you know, the canon conveniently, you know. So, in the canon of the movies, the Force being wide open to everybody has always been true. Mm-hmm. You don't get an academy of Jedi, you know, as we saw it portrayed with that many people with just a specific bloodline or a certain kind of person. There's no way.
And so, Jedi aren't supposed to have children, so it wouldn't be a bloodline.
Exactly. So if they're not having, if they're not having sex and recreating, you know, what am I saying?
They're like priests. So they're not supposed to. It's against the order to have a kid.
So where did these Jedi come from? They're coming from the general public. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know,
the general public. He went to the theater.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you know. So when you, oh my God, she's not a Skywalker. That's bullshit. You've already accepted this in the canon. Exactly. You've already been cool with
it. You just don't even realize it.
And my thing is, like, don't y'all know Obi-Wan was a strict Jedi. Because people were like, oh, it could be Obi-Wan's daughter or granddaughter or something. No, it's not. Obi-Wan was a strict dude.
Yeah.
He sat in on Dagobah or whatever. This is Dagobah, right? Where they from, right? Where he was from, right?
No, that's Tatooine.
Tatooine. Yeah, Tatooine. He just stayed on Tatooine, stayed up in the hills and just watched him. And he's able to be disciplined enough to just live and I just watched.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did. He wasn't trying to be on a woman. That's what you would have done maybe as a regular person. Yeah. He wasn't on that. And like somebody's like, why is Luke exiled himself and being a punk? That's what Jedi do when they don't have any place else to turn. They go to themselves and be amongst themselves. Mm. Even go back, that's what I'm saying. You're right, though. People forget the canon, though. To Kanan. If you watch Star Wars Rebels?
I don't do a lot of anime, so we already had
okay. Star Wars Rebels, Kanan is one, is like the main one. He's training Ezra.
Yeah.
Kanan put himself in exile, too. After when that stuff went down with the Order of 66 or whatever, everybody scattered and was like, yo, I'm out here. I'm posted. Yeah. And when they were like, well, why did he got scared as hell after that situation with Kylo Ren? Mm. Think about it, your nephew, you know what I'm saying, the dude you that's from the lineage of your dad. So you already know it about him in general. You know it about yourself too in that situation because you're thinking, maybe I could be turning. Yeah, Luke has all these different things when he's finna kill him, and he's like, dude, am I turning and I'm trying to kill my nephew because I see that and I'm going to turn, or is he bad? So it's all that because y'all both from that bloodline of Anakin. All that stuff is going through your mind. It's got
to
be.
So some of that, though, too, again, is true to the story. So people are right to criticize him, you know, for leaving, because what he's doing, he's not just turning on himself in solace. You know, for
like getting away like they were, like that. Like
he's pissed with himself that
because he fucked up,
right? So and that is, you know, a bitch move. You know what I mean?
Like
and it's kind of funny that all, you know, his nephew kind of acts like him and he acts like his daddy. Like, you know what I mean?
It's
genetically consistent here. But yeah, so that's true to the story that he's wrong, literally wrong for doing that and leaving everybody astray and not, you know, doing something to try and counteract what he left. Because in his absence, you know, in theory, Kylo Ren could train up other people behind him. And you know, just everybody be bad,
bad Jedi. Yeah,
from there forward. So if you leave that hanging, then his failure is magnified. But you know, I think they, you know, they put a button, you know, tuck on it.
Yeah,
I
man, it's a different whole new set of people. We gonna probably see him come back as a Force ghost, talking to Rey.
He told him,
see you around, kid.
Yeah,
like,
in some way, I mean, like, that's do gangster. It digital if you don't want.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, understand, like, the whole people are like, what is a Force ghost? Like, dude, how do you only know what a Force ghost is? That's like, ain't that Star Wars 101?
Right.
Yeah.
Because Yoda's, we talked about before we went on the air, but Qui-Gon is when he died, because when Jedi died, when they go through that fire ceremony, you put the fire on them. But then Yoda was like, yo, I hollered at Qui-Gon. He gonna holler at you. He want to teach us something else. It's something else you got to learn before you become a master. And he was like, "What are you talking about?" They talking to Obi-Wan. So when you see Obi-Wan didn't die. He just force ghosted himself when he fought Darth Vader. That's why Darth Vader was on some like trying to fill around like, "Yo, what's the deal? Oh, what's going on?" Because he probably knows about force ghosting.
Who?
Darth Vader did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's when he was like, "Damn." So he knows that what's going to happen. That's why he just grabbed a lightsaber and was like, maybe I can do something like with some holocroxes and shit like that and try to keep it moving. But anyway, when he force ghosted out, he was like, he gave up so much energy. Just like when Yoda died, he was just like, yo, I just gave so much energy in my life.
Yeah,
I'm just going to fade into nothingness.
I'm out. But so
here and again,
you know, where the director did a good job, they alluded to the fact that that was a possibility as an outcome earlier in the movie. When Rey and Kylo are seeing each other via their connection, even though they're in two different places, two different planets, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says to her, like, "How are you doing this?" And he's like, "You can't. And are you here? And you're like, I can see you. Can you see me? Are you here?" And then he says, "Nah, there's no way that you're actually here because you know, or that you're doing this on your own because you would the energy it would take to do this, it would kill you.
Right. And so, they send him to do that,
go back Monday,
to project himself.
Watch that scene really quick.
Yeah, so.
Y'all think that Snoke did connect them, or they do have a connection?
I think Snoke was pulling them together. I mean, because like you said, I mean, that's consistent with what he said. You know, I don't think that either of them are at a place in the Force where they would be like, "Oh, let me just, you know,
connected
them. Yeah, let me just dial her up real quick." You know what I mean?
Yeah. That makes sense.
So I think he did do that. And just another point, because somebody was pissed because I saw that they were like, "How did Snoke not know that Kylo was turning that sword on him?" And so if you're paying attention, what Snoke is narrating that Kylo is doing is actually he's doing it with his own lightsaber.
Right, but he thinks it's the other blade. But he thinks it's the other blade.
Right.
Though.
No. Yeah. So he thinks it's what Kylo is doing with his right hand, but what he's doing with his mind is manipulating the other one. So you know, I don't know how anybody missed that. Really, it's pretty obvious to me that he tricked them by doing a force double entendre, but you know.
But that shows how powerful he is, though, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's good. He's cold. He's good money with the lightsaber. You know what I mean? So I think it was dope. I think it was dope. And then the fight scene after that was crazy.
Hey, somebody said it was a CW fight scene. I was like, come on, man.
What?
Yeah, somebody said it was Arrow fight scenes choreography.
Oh, come on.
You know, it was classic to me. You know why? Because I felt like there were plastic pieces of suit.
Yeah, you know, like, what? No, you know just, what? It was everybody. So much... Everybody want a Darth Maul fucking fight scene.
They're not trained like that, though. They are not trained like that. That's
Darth Maul was 30 years in the game at that point.
Yeah, by himself with one master.
But one master and from birth and from a baby.
Yeah.
He took him as a baby too.
Yeah, it's consistent with the canon. That I mean, if you look at the type of Jedi and the type of lightsaber duels that exists in the prequels, and so that chronologically, the level of training that they have with the lightsabers by the time they start fighting and what you see display is miles
ahead of where we're seeing people now.
Right. So then if you move into the original three movies with The New Hope, there's very limited training with a Jedi Master, right?
Yeah.
Throughout all those movies. So how are you expecting them to be, you know, this sword master? You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to be powerful in the Force, literally.
Yeah.
But to be like a super with a sword.
Yeah, first of all, it's not even like, you're not even thinking, like, use the force. Come on, it's not even happening. At that moment, I thought that was...
Hey.
I thought
thought she swung and could have cut her back had she pushed a little more in, but...
And then there's different types of you know, it, you know, like Leia, who was, you know, gangster in this movie with her force used seriously.
Yeah.
She never uses a lightsaber. Yeah. Never.
No. But I mean, like, we have characters that never, like, you never saw what you call lose a lightsaber, Snoke. You barely saw Palpatine use a lightsaber. You only saw the prequels.
Prequels, right.
But in the originals, you never saw he was just that powerful that he didn't need to. Because, and really, we talk about before, like, before we came on, is like, maybe you get to the point where you don't even need a lightsaber. You're so powerful with the Force, you don't even need no lightsaber.
And I think that's what they try to show with Luke time. And I think it was important for them. He don't got to do all the wheeling and lose another hand or nothing. You really got to see how that kid has matured with the Force, even though he stepped away. But it was like he was that legendary in the Force. You can't. You don't need him to go king, king.
Look, man. Old man, whatever. A win is a win.
Yeah. Right. Look, he a Force ghost. He living forever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I thought it was a great film, man. I'm going to see it again, man.
I'm going Monday.
I tell my story. So look, I paid for the IMAX 3D joint, right? What? But I went there and the 3D wasn't working.
See, ours is the opposite way. Wow. I paid for regular. It was 3D. They had to bring in the 3D glasses to us, and we got a free 3D.
They gave us passes to go back. To see it, so you know
which,
I'm going.
Which IMAX you went to?
Marcus down in South County. Yeah.
Guess how I pulled it?
Huh?
Because I was waiting for my wife. I said, "Yo, I know she's gonna want to go. This is, you know, last time we went as a unit, but I left work." and I'm gonna tell you something. I love this theater, 24/1 Cinema.
Yeah.
Low key, I love it because I seen Force Awakens there on the premiere night. And, it, you know, the amount of people was there was like a handful versus actually this weekend. So I get there and I said, if there's parking in the front, because let's not make no mistake. You know, I don't want to park in the back. Might go down in the back of the theater. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I said, if there's parking in the front, I'm pulling up and I'm going to just go get a ticket. I'm going in. And sure enough, man, two spaces. I roll right up. I went in. But what was dope about the theater, Rob Robo was right behind me. Right?
Yeah.
It was so mixed. That night, it was over at the 24th.
Really?
Yeah. Look, the movie sold out. I mean,
sold out
it sold
everywhere.
Out, yeah, so you
got no
you had
choice.
To get what you was gonna get.
But just to see the amount of people that was there, I mean, I never seen it so crowded in my life. Like, you know, in the 2 years existence, it's been around. So it's dope to see it, man. To see that theater grow in that way. I mean, there was people there dressed like Princess Leia, whoever else.
Yeah, I saw some
you know,
people dressed as Obi-Wan.
That was dope,
yeah.
man. I loved it, man, and I was cool. Kid sat next to me. It was like a little girl, and I was like, "I hope she don't talk yapping." But she was like,
"She was in it."
She was how she felt in the movie was probably how I felt when I first seen the original.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
She was all into it.
Yeah, because she was asking little questions, low key, and he was like, "Shh," you know. But it was so cool, man, because that's really made me love the movie a lot more, man. Just to see her little response, I didn't know. I was just like, you know, but she's next to me. You could tell everything she was doing. That movie, man, it left me in awe. I can't front.
Star Wars is a deep mythology, man. If you're either into the mythology of it, fine. If you don't say it was a good action film, that's whatever. I'm not going to debate with you with that.
Please.
But as a cohesive film, when you're talking about all the different steps
absolutely.
Of what they were showing, even going to the casino town and showing it like other people in this whole universe benefit off of the First Order being here.
Yeah.
That's why you didn't have nobody show up to save your ass, because everybody's benefiting everywhere else about getting money with these people.
Mm-hmm. So I got a question, right?
mm-hmm.
So what would you all think about the inclusion of Laura Dern's character and Benicio
Del Toro? I like Benicio Del Toro as an actor, though.
Too.
He's hilarious.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah,
I definitely.
We got to see him again. Like,
he
got to pay for that.
Yeah.
Finn gave him the look. Like,
I'm going to holler at you, though.
that's exactly from your whole point from the beginning.
Yeah.
That's setting you up for a whole new world of what's to come, you know, from this point on. Because like you said, is the death of the old Star Wars as we know it, and this right here is just another piece of the puzzle with Benicio. So he'll be in there, and I'm pretty sure he's gonna be needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he was a lovable character, even the new little Asian girl.
Yeah.
I forgot her name, but
she was good.
She was good.
Yeah,
man.
She did a real good job acting and everything. I like how they set her up too. I mean, the girl who played her sister, even at that brief scene, that was powerful.
That was
dope. Yeah. Man, yo, listen, it's what made Rogue One dope.
Yeah,
the cohesiveness. It was just so like it was. There was no minute that you really need. Don't walk outside. Don't go to the bathroom.
No.
Don't go get no drink. No. Anybody go get a drink in the middle of that movie or something.
Oh, no.
It's just not a fan. They just there because they
y'all trip off how they're sitting. They're setting up Rey to be a loner too, right?
Yeah. Mm.
Because Finn was set up to be supposed to be her love interest. He slid over to the Asian lady.
But you never know.
I don't know.
That could be that speed type love.
No,
man.
I just think she's gonna go. I just think it's gonna go back to the Jedi's being kind of loners, though.
I don't know, bro. Poe Dameron slid up. He put his bid in. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. You know, excuse me, miss.
Well, that's the first time. That was the first time he met her. He heard about
this
her.
This is where I gave it a 9.5. Are we really saying that after that first movie, the first battle, you know, everybody comes back to Yavin 4,
mm-hmm.
and they don't talk ever? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, what you mean?
After
Force Awakens.
After Force Awakens.
Before she went to go to
Luke. So you and your mans just went to battle. You know, mm-hmm. you him and Finn are like this, mm-hmm. right? They just go to battle. Your mans come back stretched out
mm-hmm.
with this chick.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to my boy?
They
didn't meet at all. Like, I'm just saying, I'm not expecting them necessarily to be close, but mm-hmm. they portrayed it like they had not met each other before. And I think that was a little
off. I can see that. So, I can see that.
Out of the whole span of the movie, that's a one thing. So.
Yeah, I thought it was a good film, man. You're not a real Star Wars fan. I ain't saying you got to love it as much as I did necessarily. But to say that, you know, it's like a 6.
It was. I've seen people say 6.5, 7. I've seen what's his name, Arliss. He put down 7.5 or 7, something in between that 6.5, 7.
Yeah, I want to see what whack ass movies you like for this year. I want to see what whack ass movies they like.
I saw that somebody like if you posted less than like a 9 or 8, you got to post what's a 9.
Yeah, what's the better movie for this year?
Do you get caught up too in the reality of it? Do you get caught up looking for something to nitpick at it? You know what I mean? Because
I think people have their expectations so much with fan fiction and all the shit that you can read about before the movie and what your mind thought it would be. I think people get disappointed or can't get over what they didn't think it was going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they wanted Snoke to be a certain way, and when he didn't be that way,
you want to see him come off the pedestal.
You want him to be doing some crazy stuff. If he didn't, then it's a failure.
It shows how much levels to the stuff there is. You said that earlier. It just shows you, but him just staying there and just controlling people. It's
some fan fiction out there that's actually tied to this movie. Yeah. I hate that I don't remember the review that I read, but there after I see movies like this, I like to go out there and say, look up articles about Easter eggs in the movie.
Yeah,
if you Google stuff about Easter eggs for this particular movie, some of them will reference some of the fan fiction or recognized canon. Yeah, that call back to this. So Laura Dern's character is actually from a book. She grew up with Princess Leia, and that's her backstory. That's why she was
so important and sitting there like that.
Yeah, and so I have my feelings on that. I kind of feel like maybe they had set her up originally before the reshoots to be the person to take over. I think maybe Leia probably was the one to sacrifice herself.
Yeah,
originally
doing that.
Yeah.
But they didn't know Carrie Fisher's gonna die. They probably would have reflipped it if you would have had the scene with her meeting Luke at the end.
Yeah, so
Yeah, that's true, kind of.
I think you might have had it still. You could play it because you could change the backdrop. You know, they might have shot it on a green screen. So
no, I'm saying she'd have sacrificed herself.
Yeah,
instead
of
old girl,
that could have happened on a ship. He projected himself across a galaxy. He could have been on a ship.
Yeah.
But to your point, you might not have had the scene at the end with all of them.
Yeah,
talking.
that hope scene, the scene of everybody seeing him, because the whole purpose of everything they were doing in that first movie is to find Luke. We got to find Luke because they felt like that was the hopeful beacon.
And
now you found him, and it's almost his legend actually is going to fuel them, even though they didn't nearly need to meet the legend because the legend would have disappointed them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Him actually showing up would have disappointed them because he'd have came all scraggly with the beard.
Hi.
And, you know.
Hey, what kind of funny shit is that, though, that he had on his manicuring himself?
You see,
if this is the last time you're going to see me,
I'm thinking everything's silly. Nice. The caretakers got a little shop downstairs, got him cleaned up. They done put the shit back out the water.
Yeah.
My mom went A-way, man. This kid pulled a whammy on me, dog.
I even like the new stormtrooper machines. What were they? The elephant joints.
Oh, the AT-ATs.
Y'all see how they had them? Like they're supposed to be a recreation of elephants. But you see, they had a smaller baby little elephants, like a tribe of elephants.
No, so
it's like a little baby elephants at the end.
Those are the original ones. Those are the ones from Empire.
These are the huger ones they built. They built
bigger. They put them in there for size perspective. So
you can see the old ones. I didn't know that was original. I thought they just made some other smaller.
Kind of like when they did Michael Bay put the old Beetle.
Yeah, and Transformers.
Right. Next to the Camaro, so you can see. That's why I ain't used that car.
Right.
Because y'all would have been mad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah. So that I saw that in one of the trailer breakdowns. They were talking about, you know, you saw them, and it's like, if you pay attention,
it's actually the smaller one.
It's a smaller one.
So
there's
a humongous one. They're just even bigger than the original.
Yeah, it's all, a lot of that stuff is supposed to be about, you know, General Hux is, you know, kind of designs big, you know, everything's
big. Everything's big and humongous.
That Dreadnought Destroyer. And then, you know, with these, they have the reverse knuckles. They're more like apes than the elephant.
And also, don't they have the capability of not being caught up like they were in Empire? With the being able to have that weakness in the neck, too, though. The weakness in the neck is supposed to be gone in those two, where you can shoot down into the neck and murk everything.
Yeah,
right?
Shut it down completely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they had that cannon thing. That was like,
it was crazy.
Why didn't nobody show up? Look at what they got. Who's supposed to show up? Like, look what all they got.
It's a key word, the reference hope. It's gone, and you can. And that was, I think, part of what we had to let go of. Yeah, keep 100. We had to let go of that. Man.
Let me go back on that to that point though. So when Princess Leia says we got everything that we need, right? Mm-hmm. So her and I hate that I can't remember the old girl's name, the Lord Dern character. Mm-hmm. When they grew up together, they grew up on that planet that they went to where they had the base.
Yeah,
the
soft flags. Yeah.
So that's why they knew it was there. Mm-hmm. So they when they were young in the resistance, mm-hmm. so to speak, they spent time there, and that's why they knew that planet was there, and that was kind of why she was so confident in her plan, you know, like
to escape through the escape pod.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we're gonna get here, and then this is what we're gonna do, because she knew her and Leia had talked about it. You know, they trusted each other in that way.
Yeah.
But that was
dang, that's deep.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's like, man, you know, it's really. Really crazy to, you know, think about what else is going to happen after this point, and to have that as a counterpoint to nobody shows up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would like for them to kind of explore that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, who was down and who wasn't. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, and like, we need to holler at you why you didn't show up.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Like, what was the purpose? Or maybe they got caught up. We don't know what reason. But I'm just saying, they got a lot of stuff in the Empire for you to just be talking about you going to show up and just like, and we going to bring our five X-Wings little planet.
I think that was a good point to begin with. I mean, in The Force Awakens, when they destroy those planets, not one at a time, like, I think people slept on that too. Like,
It was planets.
You know, planets. You know what I mean? System.
Yeah,
you know
it's systems. Not even planets, systems.
So I think, you know, that sent a message throughout. And then this movie happens right after that. So
how you going to... Yeah, it's not like it's a year or two later or whatever. It's just like directly...
Like
5
a couple
minutes.
Of weeks.
And people are like, oh, I'm supposed to be down and just come and save y'all. And we got five X-Wings in my little planet of Pluto.
Yeah, we not trying to bring no attention over
here. Yeah, we trying to chill. I'm trying to... We got five X-Wings.
What are your thoughts on Finn in that moment where I literally thought he was going out?
I thought so too, but I was about to be pissed.
Yeah, I was.
That would have ruined the movie for me.
No, they knew they couldn't do that, though. They couldn't do that. They knew politically they couldn't do that.
Yeah, I just thought it would have been a bad... I mean, politically or not, I thought it would have been terrible for the story to have invested that much time.
And then
lose him, yeah.
In that manner, but...
And they didn't want black... They didn't want them problems with black people either, though. Culturally, they didn't want the problem.
Yeah, you don't want them problems.
Well, we're going to wrap it up. Everybody, email us. Give us your thoughts. LandoCalPod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And we'll be having some more reviews for you soon. Peace.
Peace.